Good morning. I'm Victoria Mansky. Our members and the general public have the opportunity to worship via radio. Our morning service is recorded and then broadcast on KCHK 1350 AM and 95.5 FM. If you would like to sponsor a radio broadcast, please contact the church office or sign up in the Narthex. The discretionary fund offers assistance to people in need. Over the years, we have helped members and non-members with money for gas, food, medications, utility bills, and loan for rent. January is our month for supporting this important ministry. Please use either the discretionary fund or Zion UCC special offering envelopes in the pews. February is Zion's food shelf month to staff the food shelf. We need volunteers to help. 2 to 3:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, second Tuesday, February 11th, 2 to 5. There is a sign up in the table in the Narthex, or call the church or Cindy Brown. Also, please take a poinsettia home with you if you would like one. Thank you.
God wants us to understand, how does He love us? How should we respond? So He painted a picture. He told a story. He wrote a play and assigned the actors over and over again. But the script is hard to learn. Husbands, love your wives. Love like Christ loves us. Make it your mission to die for her for as long as you live. Wives, trust with abandon, as if He were the perfect one. But the players are broken. And in our failure, we discover the meaning of His grace. But in the moments we succeed, when the actors vanish, when there is only Christ, the picture that remains reveals the heart of God.
Your love, O God, reaches up beyond the sky. Your power is bigger than the tallest mountains. O God, we treasure your infinite love. O God, we celebrate your mighty river of joy. O God, you are the fountain of life. Let us join in our gathering hymn. let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you and your beloved children. We have turned our faces away from your glory when it did not appear as we expected. We have rejected your word when it has made us confront ourselves. We have failed to show hospitality to those you called us to welcome. Accept our repentance for the things we have done and the things that we have left undone. For the sake of Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us and lead us, that we may bathe in the glory of your Son, born among us, and reflect your love for all creation. Amen. Hear the good news. The Holy Spirit has sent to be our helper, to banish our fears, and to give us peace. Friends, believe in the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As God gives us peace through Jesus Christ, so let us pass the peace of Christ to one another. Let us pray unto the Lord, beginning first with our silent petitions. O Lord God, we pray that you hear the prayers of our hearts. We give you thanks, O Lord, for this day. It may be a cold one outside, but we pray that your love may always warm our hearts and call us to be truly your children in sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior. O Lord God, we do thank you for the many blessings of life. We thank you for family and friends. We thank you for those who grow our crops, for those who make sure they get to market, for all those that prepare things that we may have, all these special aspects of life. We give thanks also for those who help build shelters, buildings, whatever to keep us warm during these cold times. We are grateful. And we are grateful that indeed we do have electricity at all, which helps to keep our lives warm during such cold periods. And Lord God, we pray for those who are in need. We're mindful of those who may not have all those blessings of life. And we pray, O Lord, that they might find comfort and shelter also. O Lord God, we give you thanks for your blessings of health. And in those times of health, when that seems to fail us, we pray, O Lord, and give thanks for those who are there to take care of us. We give thanks also for all the marvelous times of new medicines and all that come along our ways that help us in our difficult times and help bring life and help us in those challenging moments of life. This day we lift up also in prayer David Tesh, who had a fall at home and is in the ER, and pray that it may go well for him. We pray also for Fran Garris, as she is fighting cancer. And we pray also for the family of Norm Pint as they go through this time of grieving. Lord God, we pray for our nation. We pray, O Lord, that indeed we as a nation may seek to give support to one another, to realize the freedoms we have, to be a people who care about one another. And we pray that those in government may seek to bring unity and joy to all and not divisiveness. And Lord God, we pray that indeed that peace in Gaza and Israel may come to pass and may grow. We pray also for the people of Ukraine as they struggle for their freedom. Lord God, we give you thanks for our nation's military, which keep us safe. We pray for your church, this congregation, and all Christian congregations, that we may seek the peace and justice that our Lord Savior Jesus Christ calls us to do and be. And Lord, in the days of this coming week, may we go forth and so live that all who see us and hear us and meet us may know the love of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray the prayer together that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us hear our scripture readings for this day.
Isaiah 62, verse 1 through 5. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a beautiful crown in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken. and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. It is necessary to boast. Nothing is to be gained by it. But I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the revelations. Third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body. I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what it is seen in me or heard from me. Even considering the exceptional character of the revelations, therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. I have been a fool. You forced me to it. Indeed, you should have been the ones commending me, for I am not as all inferior to these super apostles, even though I am nothing. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the word.
gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. On the third day, there was a marriage at Canaan in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus was also invited to the marriage with his disciples. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "O woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone jars were standing there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the steward of the feast." So they took it. And when the steward of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew, the steward of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first of the signs Jesus did at Canaan in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and my redeemer. Amen. Some years back, when I was mayor and at a legislative session dinner, I was asked to give the blessing before the meal. After I had prayed and returned to my table, the craft filled with water had been replaced with a craft of wine. The state representatives sitting across the table from me had turned his head as the craft had been exchanged. As I poured the craft of wine, he said, "What happened to the water?" I said, "Don't you remember Jesus and the water to wine? And don't you remember I just prayed the blessing?" Whereupon he said, "Where were you 3 years ago when my daughter got married?" This morning's scripture has a lot to say to us about life. I was intrigued with the beginning of the reading with the idea of 3 days for wedding events back then and how long they lasted. So after 3 days, the food and the beverage would probably be running low. So Jesus' mother wanted to be of help to the host and asked her son to assist. This would be Jesus' first miracle. But I believe it has a lot more to say than just being a miracle. For didn't Jesus also rise from the dead on the third day? In the Gospel of John, John is sharing with us that Jesus has arrived to share with us the full intimacy of God with us on this earth. As in the magazine Emphasis, it says the method Jesus used to accomplish this feat is that of taking the symbols of the old covenant age and transforming them into being the bearers of blessing for the new covenant age. The rituals and ceremonies of Israel's existence were meant to be caretakers and teachers of the provisions of God yet to come. If indeed, in the person of Jesus, the new age has dawned and the light of the world has returned, then the old forms must give way to a new, and the vessels of ritual need to become the sources of grace. In other words, this lesson is the glory that Christ brings with him and offers to anyone, to us, who will accept it from him, a life that is abundant, a peace that passes understanding, and a fullness of joy that only Christ can give. And that produces the astonishment in its recipients, like the bewilderedness of the steward of the feast. Norman Vincent Peale told of an old man who had appeared on a particular popular television show. He had received a prize for having won a contest, and he stole the show with his exuberant spirit and quick wit. And it's easy to see, said the admiring master of ceremonies, that you are a very happy man. What's the secret of your happiness, he asked. Let us in on it. Why, son, the old man said, it's as plain as the nose on your face. When I wake up in the morning, I have two choices. One is to be unhappy. The other one is to be happy. And I want you to know, son, I'm not as dumb as I look. I'm smart enough to choose happiness. Are we smart enough in choosing an abundant life of following Jesus, which brings us happiness and a sense of life as expressed by this anonymous writer? There once was a man who smiled because the day was bright, because he slept at night, because God have him sight to gaze upon his child, because his little one could leap and laugh and run, because the distant sun smiled on the earth, he smiled. He smiled because the sky was high above his head, because the rose was red, because the past was dead. He never wondered why the Lord had blundered so that all things have to go the wrong way here below the overarching sky. He just toiled and still was glad because the air was free, because he loved, and she that claimed love and he shared all the joy they had. There's a story of a accomplished artist who was applying the finishing touches to a bronze sculpture, and he kept filing and scraping at it and polishing every little surface of his masterpiece. And he was asked by an observer, when will it be done? Never, came the reply. I just keep working and working until they come and take it away. That is our way as a follower of Jesus, to keep on working and working in his way, which leads to joy and fulfillment. And as with us, the wine we know is enough. There was a pastor, had a parishioner come to him and said, we have decided to adopt the foster child that we have been taking care of. Such a dear thing. The parents have given him up for adoption, and we think that we ought to do it. The pastor said and asked, do you really think that's wise? You already have three children. You're a great mother, he said to her. But don't you think there is a limit? Aren't there limits to how much love you can give? And she said, when it comes to love, I have found yet the limit. From my perspective, love is a renewable source. The more you love, you give, and the more love you seem to have. That's how it has been for me. We're just a few weeks past Epiphany, a time we remember in the church when the wise men came. But are we as wise as this anonymous wise person who wrote these words? Have you shared the Christmas story? Have you told its message true? There are others who would gladly hear the word of life from you. Have you told them how an angel to the humble shepherds came? Have you given them the tidings that the herald did proclaim? Have you told them how the radiance from the Christmas star did guide the band of seeking magi to the little Christ child's side? Have you told them how this Jesus was the Savior long foretold, and to him they brought rich tributes, mirth, frankincense, and gold? Have you told them he's the Savior who alone redeems you from sin? Have you told him he can give them peace and joy and love within? If you have, then you will surely know the bliss of love sublime. And if not, oh haste to share it while the bells of Christmas chime. A little over a week ago, I was at a hospital trustees conference in my role as chair of the board of our medical facility here in Le Sueur. And as I thought about these words of Christmas chime, a speaker shared, I think, some thoughtful insights. He said only 20% of people are self-aware of their blind spots of who they are. We each need to put a mirror to ourselves and to look deeply. And what do we see? What do others see that we don't? Jesus shared lavishly with the wine. Jesus, like the woman who adopted, knew there was no limit to the love that can be given. And how surprised are we as my legislative friend when we find an overflowing life turned into real giving of life. And looking into our mirror of ourselves, you and me, do we see a reflection of this Jesus? And are others surprised by our overflowing love as that steward of the wine that day of the wedding? The actions of Jesus put the host of the wedding at ease. But the question for you and me today is, are we putting our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and following that we receive the peace and the joy of a full life that overflows as the wine that day? And on that third day, someday, we might have that precious everlasting life. What do you see in the mirror today? Amen. At this time, I invite the ushers to please come forward to bring our gifts of thanksgiving and praise. Let us pray. God of grace, it is our delight and our devotion to return these gifts to you. All we are and all we have are yours alone. Accept this joyful offering as a token of our abiding love. Use it to bring peace and justice and comfort to all the world. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Now, may the God of hope fill you with his joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may go into the world with your overflowing love that brings life to all you touch. Amen. Let us join in the recessional hymn. peace, live in love.